Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, presented by Microsoft. The Jaguars travel to Nashville to face a desperate Titans team looking to get into the playoffs. And the Jaguars will face a Titans offense that's being led by a quarterback. It's not quite the same. Let's take a look. Marcus Mariota has always had the one trait of protecting the football. But this year has been a little different. 12 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. And as you can see on this play, a bad decision by Marcus Mariota. Two defenders in the area could have made this interception. This is an area that the Jaguars need to take advantage of. They've got a franchise record in interceptions, and they need to add to it. And Marcus Mariota may be without one of his two-headed running back monsters. DeMarco Murray injured his knee last week against the Rams. This is the play. And so the Titans may become even more reliant with tight end Delanie Walker. He has 71 catches on the season. Mariota's favorite target by far. Great hands, great route running ability. And how good is he? This is fourth and game against the Rams. End of the ball game, you've got to convert this fourth down to get a win. And who is Marcus Mariota looking for? You got it. Tight end Delanie Walker. But he doesn't pull the trigger when he should have. And the Titans ended up going off the field on downs. And the Rams ended up obtaining the victory. Now the Jaguars will face one of the NFL's famed defensive coordinators, Dick LeBeau. And as a great defensive coordinator, you've got to have great players. And there's one guy that is on a roll. Let's take a look. And it's defensive tackle Jarrell Casey. They line him up everywhere. Dick LeBeau is smart to do that. And you can see that he beats the tight end here, tackling Todd Gurley. And look at the wrap-up job on the legs, ensuring Gurley is not going to go anywhere. And he can rush the passer as well. Roger Saffold is one of the better guards in the National Football League. And look at the job that Jarrell Casey does on him right here. Getting a pressure on the quarterback, forcing an incompletion. He is playing fast and playing in a dominant fashion. And if you do something like this against Jarrell Casey, this can happen. The right guard of the Rams goes the wrong way, turning Jarrell Casey loose. And he is so fast, he's getting to Jared Goff before he can even hand the ball off to Todd Gurley. Forces the fumble and the Titans take it in. You better block Jarrell Casey.